Wait a minute, this sounds like rock and or roll.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, would you please stand for the Australian flag as Olivia Newton-John leads us in Advance Australia Fair.
Hello, welcome to Rock and or Roll. I'm your reluctant host, BJ. So what you're listening to is the first of what is probably going to be a series of three episodes about Australian rock and roll, followed by a fourth episode about New Zealand rock and roll. I'm not going to necessarily attempt to undertake putting together a complete history of Australian rock and roll. I want to definitely hit the important points and play a lot of my favorite stuff, especially once we hit the 70s, 80s, 90s. Going to be playing you a lot of my favorite Australian rock bands, probably many of which, unless you're from Australia, you will not be familiar with. Now, for my Australian listeners, a lot of this will probably be more familiar to you. I'm not 100% sure how familiar it will be to you, but I suspect that it will be more familiar to you than to the rest of the world, especially my American listeners. Hopefully, for my American listeners, you know more about Australia than this.
That's a knife. That's a knife.
Now, it does seem that the British colonization of what became Australia began as a sort of a penal colony, but it seems like it was more of a social and economic experiment than just a penal colony. It's true that the original people that were transported to Australia, about 1,400 people, were transported on 11 ships in 1788, and most of them were so-called criminals, but we're not talking about escape from New York here. We're talking about mostly petty criminals, many people who were innocent of the crimes for which they were convicted, many people whose only crime might have been vagrancy or poverty. The powers that be in Britain wanted to be rid of these people for whatever reason. So they loaded them on these ships and sent them across the sea. And this wasn't the first time they'd done this type of thing. Going back to 1656, so-called lewd and dangerous persons were hunted down and transported to English plantations in the Americas. So this idea of sending criminals or people deemed criminals or people deemed inferior or unwanted, the idea of sending them away was not unusual. Australia was not the first time this had happened. Britain had been sending people to the West Indies, to Africa, and to America long before these people were sent to the continent that became Australia. What was different about Australia, of course, was what developed afterwards. Like I said, it was not what you might imagine as some sort of escape from New York scenario. All of these dangerous criminals dumped on this island to fend for themselves. British laws applied, it was a colony. And the settlements multiplied swiftly, and they built a railway system. And over the course of the 19th century, a new country developed and gained its independence in 1901 and became the country of Australia. And there are now about 24 million people living in Australia. Of course, the elephant in the room is that when those 11 ships arrived in 1788, there were already about 750,000 people living on the continent of Australia, the indigenous population, the Aborigines. That's another story, right? And America has a similar story. But what we want to talk about today is Australian rock and roll. Well, I'm just out of school, like I'm real, real cool. Got a shake, got a jive, got the message that I got a feel live. I'm a wild one, ooh yeah, I'm a wild one. Ooh, baby, gonna break loose. I'm gonna keep a moving wild, I'm gonna keep a shaking, baby. I'm a real wild child. I meet all the guys, I'm gonna meet all the chicks. Shiver and I shake until I get on my kicks, cause I'm a wild one. That's Johnny O'Keefe, basically the Australian Elvis. His first single came out in July of 57. That song, Wild One, came out in 58. Between 1959 and 1964, Johnny O'Keefe had 10 top 10 singles in Australia, four of them number one.
Across the burning sands, just to prove that I'm your lover man. Swing a hammer, pound and steel on steel, just to show my love for you is real. Well, don't you know that my love is real? Well, don't you know my love is strong as steel? Well, don't you know? 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 Pretty baby, all my loving belongs to you. Morning, noon, and night, to make sure that everything's all right. And when the lonely evening shadows fall, I'll be around just to hear you call. Well, don't you know my love is real? Well, don't you know my love is strong as steel? Well, don't you know? Well, don't you know? Well, don't you know? Well, don't you know? Don't you know?
Rolf Harris was born and raised in Australia. He emigrated to the UK in 1952 when he was 22 and launched his singing career from there. In 1957, he had a top 10 hit in Australia, the UK, and the United States with a song called Tie Me Kangaroo Down Sport. Recent news about Rolf Harris has been quite troubling. I won't go into that, but I wanted to mention him here because I wanted to play for you a very interesting single he put out in 1961. If you're a big Alice Cooper fan, you will recognize this song. Rolf Harris, 1961.
Sunrise, she bringing the morning. Sunrise, bringing the morning. Fluttering the skirts all around. Sunrise, she come with the dawning. Sunrise, come with the dawning. Spreading all the light all around. Sunrise on the kangaroo paw. Sunrise on the kangaroo paw. Glistening the dew all around. Sunrise filling all the hollows. Sunrise filling all the hollows. Lighting up the hills all around. Sunrise come with the dawning. Sunrise, she come every day. Sunrise, bringing the morning.
sun to rise every day. She'd drive away the darkness every day. Drive away the darkness, bringing back the warmth to the ground. Sun to rise, oh, sun to rise. Sunrise, bring in the morning. Sunrise, bring in the morning. Sunrise, bring in the morning. Spreading all the light all around.
Billy Thorpe was born in the UK, but his parents emigrated to Australia when he was 9 years old. By the time he was 10 years old, he was already performing. He toured with Johnny O'Keefe in 1961. He moved to Sydney in 63, formed his own band called Billy Thorpe and the Aztecs, and their first single came out in 1964. This song is from 65.
You wouldn't stay away half as much as you do. I know that I would never be this blue. If you would only love me half as much as I love you.
The Missing Links existed for 2 years, from 1964 to 1966. And at one point featured Angry Anderson, who would go on to front Rose Tattoo later on. He was their drummer. This song, Wild About You, was later covered by legendary Australian punk band The Saints.
You man, I feel just like a savage. Yeah, I'm running through the jungle after you. I'm like a wild man on the round, but yeah, I'm there. It's a part of Hana, where are you? I feel like a higher mover creature. But baby, I don't wanna scare you. You know you look so good that I could eat you. But I wouldn't kiss an apple, so I won't eat you. I'm wild about a way out, clothes you wear. By the pretty dresses, a teased up hair. You lie for people who stare at you. Lie by me, baby, I'm daring too. Cause you're wild. And I'm wild about you, yeah, you're wild, yo. And I'm wild about you, tell me about it.
Wild Cherries were another Australian rock band formed in 1964, featured Lobby Lloyd, who we'll factor in later in our story. So if Johnny O'Keefe was the Australian Elvis, then the Australian Beatles was a band called the Easy Beats. The families of all five members of the Easy Beats had emigrated to Australia from Europe. Singer Stevie Wright and drummer Gordon Fleet, their families came from England. Rhythm guitar player George Young, his family came from Scotland. Lead guitarist Harry Vanda and bassist Dick Diamond, their families came from the Netherlands. George Young and Harry Vanda would go on together to produce the first five albums for George's younger brother's band, which happened to be called AC/DC. The Easy Beats, in 65 to 66, in a year and a half, they had 8 top 10 hits in a year and a half in Australia. Their most famous song worldwide is a song called Friday on My Mind.
Monday morning feels so bad. Everybody seems to nag me. Coming Tuesday, I feel better. Even my old man looks good. Wednesday just don't go. Thursday goes too slow.
Away.
Master's Apprentices formed as the Mustangs originally in 1965. They were a really cool band. You're going to hear a great song called War or Hands of Time from their first album from 1967, and then a song called Southern Cross from their 1971 album, A Toast to Panama Red. Band Zoot formed as Down the Line in 1965, changed their name to Zoot, Z-O-O-T, in 1967, and they had a top five hit in 1970 with a really cool cover of Eleanor Rigby by the Beatles. The bass player in Zoot was B. Birtles, who was later a founding member of Little River Band, and the guitar player was Rick Springfield, who was born and raised in Sydney, Australia.
Do
Bakery were a heavy progressive band formed in 1970. They released two records in 71 and 72. Blackfeather were another sort of Australian prog band. They formed in 1970 and released their debut album that year called At the Mountains of Madness, and they had a top 20 hit with the song Seasons of Change. Daddy Cool formed in Melbourne in 1970, and their first single and first album, both released in 1971, were number one hits in Australia. Buffalo are definitely contenders for being the coolest, heaviest Australian rock band of the 70s. They were formed in 1971 by Dave Tice, Paul Balbi, John Baxter, and Peter Wells. Their first album, Dead Forever, came out in 1972. They released two more really cool heavy records in 73 and 74 called Volcanic Rock and Only Want You for Your Body. They had some stuff after that, but it wasn't as good as those first three classic albums. I played a song by them on the Heavy 70s Part 2 episode called What's Going On. What you're going to hear next first, the song called Sunrise Come My Way from that 73 album Volcanic Rock, a legendary record. And then a song called I'm a Skirt Lifter, Not a Shirt Raiser from my favorite of their albums from 74, Only Want You for Your Body.
I was traveling. a beer all around the house. Give me all the beer, man. Bring it forward.
That's right, AC/DC recorded live in Sydney in 1974 with their original singer, Dave Evans. And AC/DC actually released a single in 1975, their first official release, with Dave Evans on vocals. The A-side, a song called Can I Sit Next to You, Girl? And the B-side, a song called Rockin' in the Parlor. Now that's a band called the Spectors, S-P-E-K-T-O-R-S. They were active from 64 to 66, and this recording of Gloria by them was recorded in 1965, and you might recognize the singer. He's a guy named Bon Scott. After the Spectors, Bon Scott joined a band called the Valentines. Their first single, Every Day I Have to Cry, came out in 1967. Love that song. After the Valentines, Bon Scott was in another band called Fraternity. They formed in 1970. This is the B-side to their last single from 1972. And what happened to Dave Evans, the original singer of AC/DC, the guy that Bon Scott replaced? Well, he joined a band called Rabbit, and they came out with a record in 1976 called Too Much Rock and Roll.
Yeah! you're my burning desire. I wanna hold you tight as I can. I wanna start a wildfire, yeah. If you do everything that I do, baby, back to me, I know we're gonna get much higher. You be the spark and I'll be the light, and we'll start a wildfire.
Now, while George Young and Harry Vanda from the Easy Beats were busy in the 70s shepherding the career of George's younger brother's band, they also found the time to write and produce a lot of songs for a lot of other artists and make their own music as well. They put out a record in 1973 calling themselves the Marcus Hook Roll Band. The album was called Tales of Old Granddaddy.
Before they call me.
Vanda and Young also produced some albums for former lead singer of the Easy Beats, Stevie Wright.
We'll be right back.
Another Vanda Young protege was a singer named John Paul Young, no relation. They produced a series of records for him in the 70s. So earlier I mentioned Lobby Lloyd. He was a member of the Purple Hearts and the Wild Cherries. We heard their song, That's Life. In 1972, he formed a band called Colored Balls. And they released a record at 73 called Ball Power. And then a record in 1974 called Heavy Metal Kid. So in 1974, Lobby Lloyd also produced Something to Say, the debut album by a band called Buster Brown. And the singer in Buster Brown was Angry Anderson, who we already heard mentioned because he was a member of the Missing Links, and later he will go on to front Rose Tattoo. And the drummer in Buster Brown on this album is Phil Rudd, who, of course, goes on to join AC/DC.
Sing it!
Hush were an over-the-top Australian glam band formed in Sydney in 1971. They had a couple top 10 singles. They released 5 records between 73 and 77. The band Skyhooks formed in Melbourne in 1973. They put out 5 records between 74 and 1980, but in 74 to 75, they had 5 top 10 hits in Australia. I'm not incredibly fond of most of their material. You heard them on the cover songs episode if you listen to that, because they did the original version of Women in Uniform that was covered by Iron Maiden, but that was on one of their later records. You're going to hear a song called This Is My City from their third album, Straight in a Gay, Gay World. This next song was a number two single for a glam artist who called himself William Shakespeare. The song was written and produced by Vanda and Young.
Now when we broke up, girl, I didn't really mind. A new love surely wouldn't be so hard to find. But now I see myself, I know what lies within. And now I realize the fool that I have been. Because I can't stop myself.
Next up, you're going to hear a couple more obscure Australian glam rock singles, Mademoiselle Nanette by Jigsaw and In the City by Screamer.
Never met concrete and the sirens. Oh yeah. Oh love, I'm living in the city. It makes you look so pretty. Makes you look so wild, yet debonair. I said love. Makes you look so pretty. Makes you look so, so beautiful. Penetrating lipstick. No, no, it's the way you move. The charms is so. You're not a Jill or Jane. Oh, they're just dames. You give it all. Mmm, oh. Oh, love, I'm living in the city. It makes you look so pretty. Makes you look so wild. Yet come on there. I said love. Makes you look so pretty. Makes you look so, so beautiful. Makes you look so, so beautiful. Makes you look so, so beautiful. So beautiful, so very beautiful. You're so beautiful.
This last band, Supernaut, formed in 1974. They signed with Polydor Records. Their first album, self-titled, came out in 1976. And this song was a number two hit in Australia. It's called I Like It Both Ways.
Johnny is a guy who can't make up his mind. He says, I like it both ways. Johnny's world is inside out. His daddy thinks he's insane.
I like it both ways. I like it both. is inside out. His daddy thinks he's insane.
Okay, that's going to do it for part one on Australian rock. I hope you enjoyed it. Let me know if you did. rockandorrollpodcast.blogspot.com. There's links there for the Facebook page and the iTunes. I'd appreciate an email, rockandorrollpodcast@gmail.com. I'm looking for requests. I'd like to put together an episode of requests. If there's an obscure song by an obscure band from an obscure album, something you've always wanted to hear that's hard to find, send me a request. Send me an email, send me a message on Facebook, comment on the blog. Anywhere you can get in touch with me is fine. Send me that request. If I get enough requests, I'll put together a cool episode of the podcast made up of those requests, if I can track the songs down. There are going to be a couple more Australian rock and roll episodes coming up. I might mix it up and put some other fun episodes in between so it's not just a barrage, you know, of Australian rock. I don't want it to be overkill, but I've got an episode I put together of my favorite songs from movie soundtracks. I'll probably stick that in there in between somewhere, maybe something else. But if you enjoyed this episode, there's a lot more cool Australian rock coming up. We're going to hit on Australian punk. We're going to hit on Australian heavy metal and a lot more. So you'll be looking forward to that, hopefully. And now to play us out.
What does that mean, to play us out? I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean? To end the show?
Yeah.
I'm going to leave you with the A-side to that first single by AC/DC with original singer Dave Evans, released in 1975. The song was later redone with Bon Scott, but this is the original version with Dave Evans. AC/DC, Can I Sit Next to You, Girl? Until next time.
next to you, girl? Can I sit next to you, girl? Can I sit next to you, girl? Can I sit next to you, girl?
Be back.